So firstly, I think their paper was talking about some like 36 billion parameter model, which compared to OpenAI GPT-4 is like 1.1 trillion or some crap. So it's a much smaller model. But I think that kind of speaks to perhaps what's going on here. I think it has been quite like widely reported that they're a fair bit behind and they were taken a little bit by surprise with the whole ChatGPT thing. But it makes sense to me that a future for Apple is they have their own on-device, and we've talked about this before many times, an on-device AI LLM thing that runs on your hardware. So it's not being sent off to a server that they have to pay 0.01 cent per token or whatever. It's just happening on your phone that can respond to like normal things like find a song or ask what's happening in your calendar or send an email, even if it's like basically verbatim and work for a lot of kind of photo classification, word stuff, spell check, any like small kind of thing. It'll basically make Siri a lot more effective at doing anything on the phone than it can. And then, much like Siri already does now, at the moment, it goes like, I'll search the web. I'll search the web for that response. In that instance, it would ping, it would have to use like a cloud API version of an LLM, much like we all do now with ChatGPT, whatever, which takes a bit longer, costs money. It makes sense to me that they would potentially outsource that for multiple reasons, because that's the rumor originally was like they're looking at partnering with Google Gemini to integrate Gemini onto their phones. Then it came out that they're talking to everyone, which again makes perfect sense. But if tomorrow they wanted to start using a kind of a ChatGPT, GPT-4 kind of system, you're talking about, as you said, like hundreds of millions of people for the first time, all of a sudden, constantly every day using generative AI. Think about even in the current condition that Siri is in, how many people at any one time are invoking Siri, make it better so more people are doing it. And then all of that is being sent to some server somewhere with a bunch of GPUs doing inference. Like there is not many companies, if any, in the world that could handle that amount of inference at any one time, just happening constantly.
And Google is one of them.
Google is one of them, potentially. We don't even know. They've got their own GPUs called TPUs. They've got their own TPUs, tensor processing units, that are specifically for inference. They're all over the world. There's one thing Google is good at, right? Like Google search is fast everywhere in the world. So that kind of makes sense from that perspective of like, A, just to build out that infrastructure, especially as Apple don't have a very good relationship with NVIDIA either.
No, it's actually kind of funny in that, you know, Apple, even before they went to their own chipsets, worked with ATI and AMD. Like they ended their relationship with NVIDIA a very long time ago. And now they have got to be in one of the worst position of any large company to come crawling back and be like, can we please have some H100s to train our LLM on? Yeah, no, I totally agree. But the way that I see it, which I think is kind of interesting. So to clarify, it sounds like, and Mark Gurman clarified this too after he broke this story initially, Apple is still working on its own LLM stuff. Like it's still training stuff.
Yeah, of course.
It's building out stuff that's going to improve the iOS experience on an AI level, which will probably be like, let's make Siri better. Let's make autocomplete the photo AI. Let's just make a bunch of improvements everywhere. And they're developing their own systems for that.
Spotlight.
This would be specifically for generative AI. And to be even more specific,
a
like
chatbot.
Chatbots, image generation, the stuff that's insanely hyped right now.
Yeah.
And I think there's an interesting thing here in that, as you said, there was some reporting that back when ChatGPT got really big, Tim Cook came out and was in a few interviews and he was like, oh, yeah, incredible. Apple's actually been working on a whole bunch of generative AI stuff, you know, in the back of our mind for the last little while. So we're kind of well positioned to look after this. But there's been a bunch of reporting that said that was a complete lie. They saw ChatGPT and were like, oh, fuck, this is something we've got nothing on this whole thing. I think it's interesting that Apple have been dragged into a whole bunch of their power users, podcasts, media reporting, being like, everyone is talking about chatbots, generative AI, image generation, video generation. What are you guys doing? And Apple having to be like, okay, we have to fucking do it. Because regardless of how far this stuff is going to go and how integrated it's going to be into how technology is used, if we don't have it,
It'll hurt our stock price.
We look like idiots as well. Like it seems like we're not up on the latest thing. My interpretation of this is that Apple are like, we think AI and machine learning and whatever is really important and big, and there's been lots of innovations and we're building out our system. But like this chatbot thing,
yeah,
is not it.
Well, especially not on a phone.
Hey, Raf.
Hey, James.
Did you know that you can get an extra episode of Down Round every single week,
mm-hmm,
on top of the one that you're already getting?
Yeah, I knew that.
Well, yeah, obviously you know, but the person is... I'm using you as a vessel to explain.
Sorry, as I'm the listener. No, go on, tell me more, James. How much does it cost?
A mere $7 a month, Raf.
Okay, where do I go to find out more about this?
You go to downround.net.
Okay, I want it.
Well, I'm sure you do.
I feel like I'm missing out by not having it.
Exactly. No ads. Second episode per week. And a few other little goodies that are coming down the pipeline as well. Head to downround.net.
Downround.net.
And sign up to Downround Premium.